Three Bodhicitta Poems by Jason Espada. At once it is the sun and moon, the sun and the rain that brings everything out beautifully. It's balm and nectar. It's food, water, and medicine. It is the embrace of a mother or a wife. The encouraging voice of an old friend. There is no end to bodhicitta. It is a candle, a scripture. It's clearing the ground to build a house or a library or a school. Clearing the path so we can walk. Clearing away clouds so we can see. There's no end to this. It's poetry showing all good things, and it's hope restored. Mistakes forgotten, gotten over, gotten past. It's freedom and welcoming arms to someone learning to walk. It's the joy that speeds healing, and it's miracles in abundance. It is paradise itself, and it's every small kind act containing worlds. Tell me, who can speak of this fully? We all can. This is our birthright, our very nature wanting to be born. It's the sun of wisdom and compassion inseparable, drawing all things together, leaving nothing out, no one, no teaching, no person or place or time. It's universal and personal, our teacher, our very self, our Lord, and worthy of every praise. It is selfless prayer, wonders of wonders, actually praying itself. It is self-existing, just like this. This goes beyond anything we can say about it, and yet it's somehow still always fully present, awakening, actualizing from life, bringing forth life, love itself, our true life. This essential sun, beyond words and the ground of all words, saying, if we were to put words to it, ah, may all beings be happy. And we all must find a way to speak, to reply, because of this, to say what's in us. How will we live? This says, dedicate yourself to the ultimate purpose of all beings, and don't waste time, and every hour is precious. This says, here, sweeten your disposition, and see time, and give yourself. How will we reply? How will we live? Just this. For me, this is the one point containing all. For me, this is the golden road with heaven worlds all around, where all benefit in some way. This is the most satisfying path, regardless of struggle, the most fulfilling. Regardless of how hard it is to say, it's the biggest joy, the brightest joy. This is what is reliable. For me, the safe haven. It's breath. It is sight. For me, it is giving. And knowing now the pleasure of having its gift received. This is love, and this will, purpose of human life, lived to the fullest. Oh, many voices, many hearts, celebrate this with me now. What is bodhicitta? Bodhicitta is our own true nature of wisdom and compassion inseparable. How to speak of this? It's the rain that nourishes growing things. It's the sun that makes everything flourish. It's the embrace of a mother or a wife melting troubles away. Bodhicitta, it's like the encouraging voice of an old friend. It's selfless prayer, naturally, having a purpose past what we see now. It is a word, it is magic, parting clouds so we can see, or clearing a path, or building a house, or a library or a school. This one source everywhere becomes a hospital and doctors and medicine. In lost times it is inspiration. This is pure light, this is warm touch, and it is clarity and strength. It reaches over every ocean, over every rocky climb, through whatever barred gates, past any disbelieving mind, giving life. Who can ever speak of this, and what can compare to this? There is no end from what I can see, and all day my heart sings that this is in me. What can compare to this? It's like a hero calling captives out of their dungeon. It's like a fresh morning after one was given up for dead. Astonishment, disbelief, and then a great wave moving through everything of praise and generosity. It's like fragrance or memory or dream that speeds healing. It's a true word spoken when it's needed. It's direction and food and gifts appearing in our hands to give. It is learning and giving to match someone's need. It is song, universal language, universal and for all times currency, and a true friend. It's meeting our own true nature. What can compare to this? So then, it is ethics and wisdom, meditation, patience, and effort, all natural and effortless in a way. It is all the forms created to express one intent, and it is all the names given. It is tradition, and all are seeing past form and tradition. Today I write this because it's the only thing I can think of that draws all things to itself. The only thing I can think of that gives everything else some place in the world. All the teachings, all the differences, all the wonder, all the pain. This is the ultimate name, the one thing most worth praising. This is the activity of all Buddhas, the very nature of all heroes and heroines, angels and saviors. With my little notes at home today, this is all I wanted to write. It's an elixir reviving the dead, a teacher filling your mind with great things. It's a compass, a key, or a lock when you need a lock. It's an oar when you need an oar, an umbrella when you need one, a net holding back poisonous creatures, a shield first into battle, a word spoken, and not just any word, but just the word you need to hear, a magic word. It's encouragement, fresh life, inspiration to continue your journey with wisdom, with clear eyes, and with joy. It's food, it's big love. This is music and grace and love's power, love pouring itself. It's the friendliness you meet, and it's food. It's simplicity itself. Good things for now and for generations to come. Everything contributes to the power of this practice. It can be like the first rain after a blazing summer, or it can be like a lion's heart, a warrior who's never known fear. It's setting things in order. It's saying your name, calling your name, not like all the others, your true name. The graver the danger, the stronger the will to protect. The more something is worth, the greater the will to give. This is peace and action as one. Moving worlds, not fading. Giving to be given. Awakened in teachers, to be awakened in me. The fullness of love given, to be awakened in you, and on and on. What words are there to express this? Look, this is you. This is for you.